It's Monday, July 13th, and that means two things. First off, we are just one day short of Bastille Day, and it's time for the lighting industry news brief. Nailed's very own review of what's going on in the industry this week, brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their direct drive HID LED replacement lamps. These are corncob lamps with the highest efficiency in the industry. They top out at 150 lumens per watt. They're a short, narrow design, so they fit into more fixtures. They are compatible with SmartPort LED sensors with controls from 36 watts to 100 watt lamps. Into the news, the IES is launching a new webinar series. These start on the 18th in the theme of Light for Life. The IES has revealed the Lumen Award winners. The full list is available, but they're going to show them off on social over the next 2 weeks. US DOE has studied long-term reliability of LEDs and found that two-thirds of the lamps they tested hit the requirements for LM80. Enlighted, a Siemens company, has laid off 20 people. Graf Industrial has bought Velodyne, and they're taking it public. This is a LiDAR company. German finance regulator targets Osram. BaFin is investigating them for insider trading. Lucidity has bought a number of select assets from Evolution Lighting. This makes the company the largest player in health and wellness lighting tech. The LRC announces new educational opportunities. These are four new online courses set to start in September. The DMF has accused Lotus LED of patent infringement. This is a California lighting company suing a Vancouver lighting company over a junction box. JLC Tech sues NAL LLC related to T-Bar lighting. Maxlite is suing ATG and a former employee. The LED company and David Wyatt are subject to a temporary restraining order over alleged trade secret violations. On Get a Grip on Lighting, we have Henrik Clausen talking about, well, an article he wrote, and also life, the universe, and everything. This one goes wild, and it's a thing to listen to. Social distance lighting system, a Bluetooth mesh used by a UK office, will also act as a location and alert system to keep everyone 6 feet apart. COVID-19 might be airborne, according to 32 research teams around the world, which is one more reason for us to be selling UVC for germicidal purposes. Education opens virtual trade show registration. Exhibit hall will be free, and a $25 pass will get you into all the sessions you can stream. Flux launches a new lighting company. Edison Lighting has a pretty big range of products to start with. Mark Major calls for an architectural lighting degree programs. Apparently, the profession needs some professionalization. Aldera hosts free webinars, one for germicidal LED, one for emergency LED. They'll run each session four times, so register now. Cooper is announcing a training series. Webinars will run from the 13th till the 23rd. Chattanooga streetlights were removed without approval from city council. That's 5,000 fixtures worth about $5 million returned to global green lighting without anyone say so. Cree Lighting has sued Vutu Incorporated. This is a patent suit for the Florida company selling an infringing fixture. The EPA is examining the long-term effectiveness of UV disinfection as well as another disinfectants. Update on the Wink hostage situation. Smart home hubs and their controllers will require a monthly fee as of the 27th. But if you're an unpaid user, you can still maintain local Wi-Fi control of anything you've connected for on and off. Just on and off. And no new connections. That's it. Dallas Lighting Expo will take place in person. This is on August 19th to the 21st. Masks are part of the dress code. Digital Festival of Lighting announced as replacement for Lux Live. The UK Trade Exhibition is playing it more cautious. Meta wins 2 8X awards for decorative fixtures. Super Lighting wins the first round of their suit against Maxlite. Maxlite had attempted to invalidate the patents under dispute, and that's failed. Moving right along, what's the difference between OLED and LED? Emre Yilmaz breaks down the key differences and where they overlap. Florida lighting companies sue over missing masks. Roth Southeast and LED Lighting Center claim every industry pulled a little bait and switch with for $200,000 worth of KN95s. Choosing your LED grow lights. Some advice from CL News. Cree Lighting has named an agency for Southwest Ontario. Land Associates will cover Guelph to Bruce to Windsor to Burlington to Niagara Falls. Alpan is moving their production to Indonesia. These guys make solar lamps, and they are doing it to avoid more tariffs from China. Flex LED strip market to reach $1.4 billion by 2026, according to new research analysis. Streetlights, they're bad for teens. Teens are very much like sea turtles in that outdoor light at night bothers them. In this case, they sleep. Subjects surveyed slept less, experienced more mood disorders. U.S. Amazon sellers are soon to be forced to list their names and address. This is publicly. Third-party sellers on Amazon, Japan, Mexico, and a number of European nations already have to do this. And it's coming to the U.S. version of the Suez service. IIIT Kota develops a smart home security solution. This is a Jaipur university. Their computer science division has a new monitor for your IoT. New Zealand gets their first dark sky park credit. Waiti Recreational Reserve and Tunnicliffe Forest are now recognized by the International Dark Sky Association. Clinton MS is investigating streetlight charges. They are forming a commission to dispute their utility over pricing. 34 schools in Tulsa are getting new streetlights. This is 198 new lamps and 36 replacement ones. Tulsa is firing up a lot of streetlight replacements and installs. They're adding a few hundred fixtures in residential neighborhoods as well. Noresco begins microgrid project for the U.S. Navy. This is a two-year project, and it'll cost $170 million. South Bend residents are being offered incentives on outdoor solar lighting, as much as 90% off posts. New research in adaptive lighting at Waseda U proposing a dimming control solution for dark adaptation, making it easier to see in the dark for us all. Sagas is going to receive $625,000 for road and bridge funds, and part of that's earmarked for new streetlights. How to revive a dead smart bulb. Learn how to install your own firmware on a discount IoT bulb. Cheshire's schools are going LED. These are all six schools in a Connecticut town. Another how-to, origami LED wall installation. This is a $15 paper craft project. And measuring electric light at night through the pandemic, comparing a nice little feature on the Atlantic, comparing satellite views around the world and across the quarantine. Notes on hirings, departures, promotions, and such. Donovan Energy has named Andrew Rich partner as chief revenue officer. And that has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. I have been Scott Wachter. This has been brought to you by Keystone Tech. Go to the link in the description. Until next time, enjoy the music. Good day.